All right. Well, he is all I need. Amen to that. You know, sometimes for whatever reasons, I think we all find it challenging to figure out the purposes and the whys and the wherefores of life. Does it seem sometimes, maybe, I know it does for me, that you get discouraged and you kind of feel all alone? Like, hey, is there anybody else out there that's kind of maybe going through something like this? Maybe it's like I would call a little bit out of focus, and that can kind of lend itself to being, I guess, what I would call being sort of worn out. Maybe that's a polite way of saying burned out. But tonight, you know what? We want to lay it all down and lay it all down before the Lord, before the throne of grace, that he would help to lighten our paths and give us light on our path, so that there's more of a sense, I think, of fulfillment and a sense of satisfaction. Because we know he's faithful. Faithful to lead us, faithful to teach us, faithful to guide us, and faithful to help us. So the thing we seek is his wisdom. If you take your Bibles, please go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. That's going to be our focal verse here tonight. It's one of the most used verses ever, Philippians 4:13. People hang it on their walls, they hang it on the fridge, and even on sometimes bumper stickers. But do we understand what this really means? Is it really just about being able to accomplish things we want to accomplish in this world? Or is it about something maybe quite a bit deeper? Well, you know, there's a context, and you know, it's something we've learned over the years. It's good to look at the context of a particular verse rather than trying to extract meaning from the verse itself, and then I'll say big $10 word here, extrapolate or kind of give our definition of what we think that means. But there's a context here to Philippians 4:13. I thought we'd take a moment to look at it. Let's start in verse 10 of Philippians chapter 4. I'll be reading through verse 14. It says, "But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned before, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and in every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you have done well to share with me in my affliction." So you can see right here, Paul's not really talking about accomplishments, is he? Mm-hmm. He's not talking about things that we might translate and have translated that verse into giving us inner strength to accomplish and to move forward and this sort of thing. But you know what he's talking about here? Contentment. And I think if we know about Paul's past, what he's been through, boy, he's been through a lot of things on his road, carrying and moving out with the good news, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the word says he's been shipwrecked multiple times. He was stoned, beaten, persecuted. He was imprisoned in almost every city he's been to. And in fact, there's a very good chance he was probably writing this letter on the floor of a prison cell. So consider what he's saying. He's saying that he's lived in prosperity and he's lived humbly. He says he's discovered the secret of being content in whatever circumstance he finds himself in. But the secret is to draw your strength from Christ. If you draw your strength from Christ, you can get through any situation, any circumstance. And so this verse necessarily isn't writing about a difficult test or completing a triathlon or accomplishing whatever it is we happen to want to accomplish at the time of remembering that verse. You know, the meaning of this passage of the word goes much deeper. And in fact, the true meaning is almost the exact opposite of what this verse is usually used to say. Paul is talking about your satisfaction in life overall. And so the question then becomes, are you satisfied with what you have and where you are? If you don't accomplish those things in life that you want to accomplish, will you still be happy? Will you still be content? Do you draw your strength and contentment for Christ? Or is it about accolades from men in the world and praise of men for your accomplishments? These are interesting questions that all of us have to come to terms with. So, you know what? If anyone knows about suffering, would you say Paul was pretty good in that he had experienced a lot of it? He went through probably more in his life than most of us could ever dream going through. Yet he found the secret, he says, in the context of that verse about being content through it all. And so the lesson to be drawn is that we draw our strength from Christ and Christ alone. Christ, he satisfies us in every circumstance, every situation that you will ever be in your lifetime. And so the question then becomes, will you let him be all that you need? And that's the question that challenges us each and every day. I would say each and every moment of each and every day. Is where do we lean? Are we one who is a leaner, or are we one who can be leaned upon? And as we draw strength from the Spirit, that Christ within us, we can find great contentment no matter what's going on. One of the literal translations, I always enjoyed this one from the Amplified Version, says, I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. So that means in the middle of whatever's going on, I can call upon the Spirit and have calm and peace. The storms in my life have been calmed. And that I can, like Psalm 23 maybe, I can walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. That I am relying and leaning and reposing completely upon the finished work of Jesus Christ. That I can rest underneath his shepherding, and he's resting underneath the great shepherd. So, you know what, guys? He is all we need. He is all we need. In each and every situation that we're in, you can be everything God says that you can be. And you know what? It's beautiful to know that that Spirit, that enablement that he has given us, has given us the ability to control our thinking, to choose what thoughts we will think, to choose. And I imagine Paul had to go through this, getting beat up in a prison cell, probably not being treated all that well, you know. Maybe he would be tempted to say, God, why is this happening to me? Have you forsaken me? But the truth is, he found contentment in the middle of even very, very trying circumstances. You know what? He must have worked with himself. He must have worked with his mind to remind himself of how deep and how great God's love was for him. And all the things that Jesus did for him on his behalf, and just had such an attitude and such a heart of thanksgiving. And so that's where I wanted to leave it tonight. He's all I need. When life gets out of focus, when we feel discouraged, when we feel alone, when we're analyzing all the particulars, you know what? We just need to lay it down. You know, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you that which you need to really just have confidence in peace, no matter what the circumstances are. So if we're rejoicing, or we're stressing, or the circumstances are stressful. You know what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And sometimes we put that emphasis on I can do. Well, maybe it's more like I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, who infuses inner strength in me. Because we have to learn this lesson. It's not about us. It's not about us. He is all I need. He is all we need. He is all anyone needs. The answer and the solution to the problems and the issues of this world do not lie in political decisions. They lie in the Savior, the Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the solution, and He is the one that we need now and the one that we need for all time, because He is the one who is the mediator between God and man. He has bridged that gap between God and man and now given us access freely into the very presence of God. And so we have to determine each and every day when we get up out of bed, what will I do with this access? How will I embrace this relationship? Is He all I need, or do I feel like I need something else? Because you know what? The world is always telling us we need something else to be more fulfilled, more satisfied, more complete. Well, you know what? I remember that verse in Colossians 3 that says, and you are complete in Him. And it has some sort of like really long, intensive form of the verb. You are completely complete in Him. And there's nothing more that you could add to it. Maybe that's the confession we have to make. I am complete in Him. The world may pound us from all day long that you're not complete. But you know what God says? You are complete. He is all we need. Amen? He is all we need. And it's always just such a joy to remind ourselves of these things. Simple truths, but yet so practical when it comes to living our daily lives.
Yep.
Because we're human beings. We face temptation. We face challenges. We face obstacles. And so where and how do we manage and kind of work our way through those things? It's not in our human strength that deliverance and answers and solutions come. It is by leaning upon the Lord Jesus Christ who gave Himself for us, and He now is the master in our lives. Heavenly Father, thank You for this great, great simple truth, and for the cares and the concerns of our hearts, Father, we lift them up to You and just cast them away. Lord, You know exactly what's going on with each and every one of us, and we pray, Father, that we can just learn and continue to grow and get better at appropriating, evidencing the promises of Your word in the senses realm, no matter what that may be, Father, because we know that it's all been accomplished, all been finished, all been done through the work of Your Son, Jesus Christ. And I thank You for the spiritual realities of who we are and what we've been made to be, and the things that we need have been just so graciously and wonderfully provided. And we thank You for this, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.